So in memory of the late Shilongo Kanibala Shipala, I thought I'll record a podcast because he has been somebody influential in my life. And I think my feelings and his influence in my life would go in vain if I don't have it documented. Oh, just by the way, perhaps you're new to my podcast. My name is Max Levels, affectionately known on this platform as the epitome of eloquence. And this podcast is particularly a tribute to the late Kanibal, who for many was a rapper, a musician, a producer, and a friend, and a father. And for me personally, he was a brother, a mentor, my manager, and the first person that introduced me to the art of speaking in terms of radio and podcasting and all of that. This was all Kanibal. What I specifically want to say is this. At the age of 18, I was only a student at NUST, back then as the Polytechnic of Namibia. And Kanibal was just an audience member in one of the shows that I was emceeing. And he was like, you know what? Your voice could be good for radio. So instead, what he did is gave me a shot, a Saturday show that's at Fresh FM. So I would work on Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 o'clock. And I was only 18 at the time. What that did is that it grew into a Saturday and Sunday show. And from that, I got my own slot, which was the Fresh After Dark show that I did for about 3 years, between 9 and midnight. And Kanibal was my manager at the time. So what this brother did was basically be the mentor behind the voice, alongside other people as well. It was not just him. I got trained by my colleagues like Paola Cheese, as well as Casey, the big homie Casey. So what that did for me was phenomenal, because I was only just an ordinary student. So what I want to really say is that Shilongo had a weakness, and his weakness was his love for people. Even when he got nothing from it, he would still just love. I would come late because, remember, this is my first job and I'm only just a kid, probably over my head about being a radio presenter. And I would come late to work and stuff like that. But this brother did not fire me, not once, or gave me a warning, not once. He ended up having to give me one, but it wasn't his call. It was actually the owner of the company that had to do that. So essentially what I'm trying to say is that he believed not in second chances, not even in third, but fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth chances, if you ask me. And I think that's an extraordinary human being, especially one that was battling his own issues and didn't even hide, but he kept it away from me. I only found out that Kani was a little bit troubled years later when I was a young adult in my, 23, 24, and I became an actual adult. That's when I found out that Kenny had a couple of things that he was battling as an individual. But back then, it was simply just about work. I would go to work and see Kenny. I would not even notice that he's not in the best form or best mood or whatever. Because for him, it wasn't important for me to know that. So essentially, what I learned from this experience is that sometimes we go through things silently and we don't even speak about it. And that has a detrimental effect on our mental health. And sadly, we had to lose a phenomenal human being in terms of where his heart was, right? Obviously, he would have his weaknesses, and shortcomings with people. But I always felt like Kani's heart was always in the right place. Essentially, I've lost a brother and a mentor, but I feel like the music industry has lost an icon, somebody who, whether you admit it or not, was talented a lot more than most of us can actually comprehend or understand. Kani could write, Kani could sing, Kani could rap. And I remember one day we were having this conversation in his office, and Kani is making a beat himself, and he runs to the booth to go record it himself, runs back to edit it himself, and raps on the song himself that he produced himself, masters it himself. In one day, he could make two songs. And I don't know many people that can do that. So, it's a loss for me because this is me because of him. Or maybe he just saw a kid and he was like, okay, you know what? Let me give him a shot. Maybe he's going to do something with it. And your influence in my life, Kani, if you're listening, wherever you are, will never go in vain. I will always appreciate what you did for me. And I think losing a person like you is going to change my life in terms of my habits, in terms of things I do that are not particularly things I would otherwise do, because I know that there are times where you are being somebody who is not really the best version of yourself. And hearing that you're gone, and even in the manner that I did it, I wasn't ready. Because I was just walking and people are like, oof, ay, can you give mangereka? I'm like, kani? And quickly I went on social media and it was true. I called Fresh, it's true. I called my friends. Like, I called up to 5 people to confirm what I already knew. But what I'm taking from this is that my life will never be the same again. Because you saw this and I need to do the rest. You just gave me a shot. The rest is up to me to actually make sure that I become the person you saw, because I don't think I've really, really tapped into that guy. Shilongo, rest easy, my brother. I will mourn you forever. You will always be the person that made this public speaker or gave me a shot. And there's nothing or nobody that can take that away from you. So, I love you, man. And thank you so much for the role you played, not just in my life, in Fresh FM's name, in Fresh FM's ability to influence people, in musicians' lives, the lives you have touched with your music. I can tell you now, my mom sings along to your songs, but she doesn't even know whose music she's singing along to. So that's you. You had so much impact, and I don't think you have any idea to what extent. I see you on the hip-hop groups on Facebook, just humbling yourself, putting artists and rappers that are not even better than you ahead of you. I'm not even mentioning the names of people here. I have seen your top 5 rankings and stuff. You don't even put your name there, you know, which is kind of preposterous, because I feel like if you're not the GOAT, you are easily number 2, if not the best. My top 2 was always you and Jericho, you know. But yeah, it is what it is, man. You have departed, and yeah, it's a loss for everybody, for the nation. And I just hope you felt like you'd be safer if you leave. I cannot ever understand, because I personally don't know the personal stuff you're going through. Only your closest friends would know. I only know the bit that you gave me, and that's the bit that I will live with. Okay? So I wherever your soul is, my guy, just live in peace. I want you to rest easy. And your son, man, he looks like you. I just hope he will grow to emulate your heart at the very best. Your heart is, for me, the best quality about you. Kanibao Shilongo Ashpala. My name is Max Levels. Thanks for your influence. May your soul rest in peace, my brother. Juices, till we meet again.